This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Matt Doyle is producing, and we start today with a guest we had not scheduled until just a few hours ago, Bob Mann, who was chief of staff for Governor Kathleen Blanco. The governor died yesterday at the age of 76 in Lafayette, her hometown, and she was a warrior, battled cancer for many years, and of course served Louisiana with great distinction, not only as governor, but as a state representative, public service commissioner, and lieutenant governor. Few people in Louisiana have ever had the career she has, and she has the distinction of officially never losing a race. Anytime she was on the ballot, she was victorious. She decided not to run in 2007 for re-election, and that led to Bobby Jindal, the man she defeated in 2003, becoming governor for two terms. Appropriately, Kathleen Blanco will lie in state at the Capitol, and there will be a funeral mass on Saturday and a private burial. And good morning to you, Bob Mann.
Good morning, Jim. By the way, I was not her chief of staff, but her communications director.
Well, some would say the two are hand in hand, but I would imagine the people who served her as chief of staff would take exception, and thanks for the correction.
But
you were there with Katrina on August 29th, 2005, and Bob Mann, you know that changed the course of Louisiana history, and it changed the course of Kathleen Blanco's political future. How big of an impact did that have on her, both politically and personally?
Well, politically, it was, I don't know anybody who benefited politically from Katrina. There may have been someone like Bobby Jindal who was able to run for governor because Governor Blanco decided not to, but it was not good for anybody. It was a catastrophe the likes of which the state had never seen. And as competent and good a job as the governor and the people who worked for her in state government did, there's maybe no way we'll ever be able to persuade people that the work that the governor did was actually better than what the federal government did, and that the real difference for people was made by the work that Governor Blanco did in the days after Katrina and in the months after Katrina, going to Washington and never giving up, fighting for the billions and billions of dollars that we finally got the federal government to give Louisiana so many people in Southwest Louisiana could rebuild. Maybe she'll never get that credit. I think history is finally reassessing her role. I think she's finally, and I'm happy she lived long enough to see that beginning to turn, that people were finally recognizing that she performed better than maybe they thought at first.
And 2 months later, Rita happened, another killer hurricane, this one in Southwest Louisiana. And if not for Katrina, Rita would have been a huge, huge story. And it was, but an even bigger one than it was. It was overshadowed by the year of Katrina. But two killer storms within a few months. And under the circumstances, she handled it about as well as anyone could. And, of course, the federal government did not serve Louisiana well. There have been memoirs written about Katrina, and many thought that she would write her memoirs, which she may have done, but at this point, they've never been published. Is that a loss for the state?
Well, it is. You know, I know that she spent a lot of years working on a memoir, and so I know that she has something written. I never saw it, but I hope that that whatever she wrote is in a form that maybe someday it could be published. I think we'd all benefit by knowing more about what she thought about what was happening at the time and what she thought about it after she had had a lot of years to reflect upon it. I think we would history would be served to have that from her, and I hope that she made some provision for that to be published someday.
There will be an interfaith service for Kathleen Blanco at St. Joseph's Cathedral in downtown Baton Rouge, 10 a.m. Thursday. Her body will be brought to the Capitol at 12:30, where it will lie in state in front of the closed Senate doors in the rotunda. Senate President John Ilerio and Speaker Taylor Barra had to approve the request, as Tyler Bridges reports in The Advocate today, and of course they both wholeheartedly did it. And there have been governors who served longer, for example, Bobby Jindal, and I'm not sure that he will be accorded the same honor. Some would believe he's certainly deserving, but Kathleen Blanco is also tied to him, Bob Mann. In the year of 2003, in the primary, Bobby Jindal ran ahead of Kathleen Blanco with 32.6% of the vote. She received 18.4%, was behind him by 183,000 votes, and yet she ended up winning by almost 55,000 votes in a runoff. It was a remarkable 4 weeks for her to be, or 5 weeks, to be able to turn it around and marshal the support among all Democrats enough to defeat Jindal, who was the overwhelming favorite in 2003.
Well, I think she never got the credit she deserved for being the great campaigner that she proved to be in that race. No one really gave her much chance of beating Jindal. And she not only beat him, but she came back from, you know, depending on which poll you were looking at, our internal polls had her down 12 points. And she leapfrogged, picked up 16 points in a couple of weeks. And that's just almost unheard of in politics anywhere. It was not something that she got enough credit for, beating a guy who was by most people considered a shoe-in, but she proved to be a really tough campaigner. And as you correctly noticed, she never lost a race.
Never lost a race, and won that one by a fairly comfortable margin. And for those who remember 2003, on the ballot that year were not only Bobby Jindal and Kathleen Blanco, but Richard Iube, who finished third, Buddy Leach fourth, Randy Ewing fifth. Four Democrats finishing behind Jindal, and the sixth place finisher was Hunt Downer, a Republican. And in that time, as we talked this morning, around Katrina, August of 2005, the seven statewide office holders in Louisiana were all Democrats: Kathleen Blanco, Mitch Landrieu, Charlie Foti, Attorney General, Robert Woolley, Insurance Commissioner, Al Ader, Secretary of State, Bob Odom, Ag Commissioner, and John Kennedy, who was then a Democrat and State Treasurer. Oh, how times have changed in the last 14 years, Bob Mann.
Yeah, they've changed everywhere. I mean, it certainly happened in Louisiana, and it happened quickly, but it happened everywhere throughout the South. In fact, you could argue that Louisiana was one of the, if not the last state where that turn happened, and probably some of it was accelerated by Katrina. But yeah, it's kind of remarkable to think how much the state has changed politically in those years.
And Kathleen Blanco was the first and only woman to be governor of Louisiana, to be elected governor, and she joined Lurleen Wallace of Alabama and Ann Richards of Texas as the only Democrats, females in the South, to be elected governor, and three different types of Democrats. Richards was a liberal, and Wallace was a conservative, and Kathleen was between the two of them, and she managed to navigate the turbulent political waters of Louisiana quite deftly.
Well, she really did, and I think that it's worth noting that before Katrina, there was really not a whole lot of hope for any challenger. I don't know that Jindal would have run against her if she hadn't been weakened by Katrina. She was really strong. Had a lot of popular support around the state. She was getting accolades for her work in economic development and in education. The 2 or 3 weeks after Katrina, she had planned to make one of her many economic development trips. This one to Asia. She was going to China and South Korea and other places throughout Asia, and that trip had to be postponed. But she was really doing a lot of great work in economic development, building our state's economy, and that all got pushed aside and took a back seat to just trying to rebuild the state after Katrina.
Well, Thursday there will be a 21-gun salute and the playing of taps before her body is moved into the Capitol. And for those who knew her, she was a nice person, and not everybody in politics or talk shows or journalism or any other line of work is as nice as Kathleen Blanco. She was a precious jewel, Bob Mann.
She was. She really was one of the nicest people that I've ever known in politics, and certainly one of the most normal people that you'll ever meet who was a politician who went as far as she did. She never lost her humanity. She never lost her compassion. She was perhaps the most empathetic person that I've ever known in politics. She had a real gift for reaching out to people who were hurting, and a lot of it was because she had had so much pain in her life that she was able to connect with people who were also suffering. And that's what I think a lot of people are remembering her for today, is how she reached out to them in times of trial and pain.
And she lost her son, Ben, 1997, in an industrial accident. And she noted when she ran for governor that that left a searing mark on her heart and her soul, and together they are reunited. And Bob Mann, thanks for remembering Kathleen Blanco, communications director for the former governor, Bob Mann. And we look forward to hearing from you very soon when the book about Ronald Reagan, the definitive biography from Bob Mann, is out and about. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Jim.